Our story begins in Blake's office at Manhattan Monthly, where he's talking with Evelyn.
Mr. Whitney, I haven't had a chance to ask you how your dinner party was last night.
Oh, it was good, Evelyn, and about what I expected.
And Ms. Marston brought her sister?
Yes, Gretchen.
It seems like the two of you are getting close.
Knock, knock.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
It's so good to see you.
Hello, Raven.
I haven't been out of the apartment since Marty's been home, so I thought I would take this time to come thank you again for all that you did, Blake.
You don't need to thank me. You know how much you mean to me.
Oh, God, I thought we were through with fawning over Raven.
Well, Mac and I both appreciate it so much, and we wanted to invite you to dinner.
Are you sure that the invitation came from both of you?
Yes. Mac knows that if you hadn't given Hannah and Todd the money to go chasing after Mandy Selleck, we would not have our son home.
Who's keeping little Tyke anyway?
My mother. She arrived in town this morning.
I'm sure she's thrilled to finally see her grandson.
Yes, she is. And Marty is happy to be spoiled by her the next few days.
Well, I'll leave you two alone. I think we'll go check on Rex. He seemed pretty upset before.
Rex was upset?
Oh, just Perry stuff, that's all.
Well, what was that all about?
I'm not sure. Perry took a leave of absence today, rather unexpectedly. But I don't know what that has to do with Rex.
I'll stop by his office on my way out.
Raven, since you're here, there's something I'd like to talk to you about. Would you mind closing the door and have a seat?
Sure. What is it?
It's about Marilyn and Matt.
Matt? Blake, what's going on?
Well, you know I've been seeing Marilyn for a couple of months now. Everything's been going great until last night.
What happened? Did the two of you have a fight?
No, we've actually never fought. But Matt attended my dinner party last night as Charlie's guest. And after everyone had gone home, Matt and I were alone in my suite. And he kissed me.
Oh my, you're kidding. Were the two of you reminiscing about old times?
No, not really, but he told me he still has feelings for me. Raven, what am I supposed to do?
Are you asking because you still have feelings for him, too?
No, of course not.
I'm sorry, but you don't sound very convincing.
Raven, I'm not the kind of man who likes to be indecisive or not sure of what I want. That kiss made my head spin.
Then it sounds like you still have some feelings of your own to work through. What are you going to do?
I'm going to avoid Matt like the plague. That's what I'm going to do.
In his apartment, Chuck is talking with Dara.
Dara, I saw Lucas earlier, and he said that Windsor is having a dance this Friday.
Yeah, Clint asked me to go, but I don't think I will. I hate stuff like that.
Why?
I just do, and I've been there for 2 whole days. It's not like I even know anyone anyways.
It's up to you, but I'm sure Clint will be disappointed.
Are you trying to guilt me into going? Who says that going to high school dance is cool anyways?
No one. I just thought it might be fun for you.
Well, I told Clint I'd think about it.
Okay, do what you want about the dance, but keep this in mind. I was thinking about watching my Dukes of Hazzard DVDs on Friday night, so that's your other option.
Oh no, you can't blackmail me into going.
What are you talking about?
You know that I don't want to sit there and watch a stupid show with you. You're trying to make me go to the dance.
First, the show is great. Daisy Duke is an American icon. Second, it's your choice. I won't force you to do one or the other.
Fine. I'll think about the dance. That's all I'm promising.
Good.
Back at Manhattan Monthly, Raven has just entered Rex's empty office.
Oh, I guess I missed him.
Rex? Oh, no. How'd you get out of your apartment?
Great. Just my luck to run into you on my one visit to the office.
I hope that means you won't be back for a while.
I'll probably be working from home mostly once I start back to work.
Oh, of course. Blake will cater to you so you can do whatever the hell you want.
I think Blake is fair to all his employees. Tough, but fair.
Oh, get a grip, Raven. You know he's favored you since day one.
Look, I don't have time to argue with you, Alexandra. My life is too good to waste on you.
Then I think we've finally found something to agree on.
You know, despite all your efforts, I have my son home, and Mac and I are happy.
Congratulations. But if you're talking about the damn stairs incident, for the millionth time, it wasn't me. I got over Mac, about 2 minutes after he took me to bed, and I have not spent 1 second thinking about your pathetic life.
Say what you want. I know it was you, and I know I'll never prove it. Have a nice day, Alexandra.
Bitch, I am so sick of being accused of throwing you down the stairs. Maybe I need to find out what really happened.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.